Proclamation number 7092 of 14th of April, 1958. Embodiment of satanic beings. New banishment. Every redemption epoch is of a certain duration, and this is also adhered to because it was determined by me in all wisdom and love. Thus it was recognized in the plan of my eternal order of salvation as sufficient for the redemption of the spiritual substance which walks across earth as a human being during this epoch. But if spiritual success is not achieved in this fixed time, this is solely due to people's free will, for this is not determined. All people could attain freedom because all blessings are at their disposal, because they are guided and cared for by spiritual beings on my behalf, and because everything also faithfully approaches them such that they need only take the path to me. But they are not forced to do so. They are completely free to make their decision of will during their earthly life. But as soon as the time of an epoch of redemption has passed, the period of time granted to this spiritual being, which lives on earth as a human being, has inevitably expired, and its degree of maturity is now decisive for the stay of this spiritual being. A new epoch begins, which will again have its appointed time, for at the end of a period of development it is always to be reckoned with that everything has gone out of order, because in the time before the end the God rebellious single quote has gained the upper hand, i.e., humanity disregards all possibilities of progress, because it no longer strives for any spiritual success, and because the earth now carries a particularly large amount of human embedded spirituality which is still completely apostate to me, which allows itself to be influenced by my adversary far more than by me, which thus still belongs to my adversary's loyal followers. But this spiritual being also had to be admitted for embodiment on earth because its time had come, which is likewise fixed for those beings which covered the path through the creations until their last stage as human beings. For all these beings have the opportunity to give up their former resistance and become free during an epoch of redemption. And therefore the duration of time will always be observed, even though hardly any successes can be recorded in the last days. But once such an epoch has ended, all spiritual belonging to the adversary as well as he himself will also be bound. I.e., the spiritual which failed as a human being will be dissolved again and bound once more in the creations of the new earth. But he himself will be deprived of his strength and power, and he will no longer be able to try his hand at the people who are now embedded on the new earth. A new epoch begins again according to the eternal plan of salvation, where my love, wisdom and power reveal themselves to all people who now walk across the earth for the purpose of final release from the form. However, the duration of a redemption epoch cannot usually be ascertained by people with certainty, which is also based on my wisdom, because any proof would make them unfree and fail in faith. And therefore the announcements of a near end are not believed by those people who belong to these failures. Yet this does not stop me from carrying out my plan of salvation, but the sufferers will only ever be those people who do not want to accept anything imparted to them, for their fate is sealed. An endless long-lasting time of grace was unsuccessful for them, and they have to start again where they stood at the beginning of the present redemption period. They are conceived again into the hard matter which they were already allowed to rid themselves of an endless long time ago. A fate which is truly not desirable and yet cannot be spared them because they once again misused their already gained freedom. But for me 1,000 years are like a day. Nevertheless, one day the time will have come when an era will have been fulfilled, when the end of this time of grace will be, which was granted to the spiritual to become free. For my plan is unchangeable because it is based on profoundest wisdom and love, and I never want to give death but always life to the beings which once certainly freely chose death but shall be awakened to life again by me. Amen.